following is a paid program on 600 WREC.
Good morning, Memphis. Welcome to our internet listeners and podcast listeners across the 50 states. Today is March the 23rd, 2024. Call us in the studio while we're live at 901-535-9732. You're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop, and I'm your host, Joe Garner. I'm a mortgage loan officer. You can connect with me at jogarner.com. Our topic today, boy, it's a good one, your family's will and probate, how it affects your mortgage and your real estate. For the first time in our Real Estate Mortgage Shop studio, we have Preston Wilson, who is a probate planning, business bankruptcy, asset protection lawyer. Preston Wilson, you have well over 35 years of experience serving the Memphis community, and you combine your vast legal knowledge with genuine commitment to your clients' well-being. You provide understanding. I mean, you make it clear, and you give people peace of mind. I've heard so many good testimonies from others who have used your services. Hey, you took care of one of my customers recently, and you really saved the day for them. Preston, take a minute or so and introduce yourself. Talk about some of the services you offer your clients.
Thank you, Joe. Good morning. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. Yes, I am a Memphis native, born in the Baptist Hospital that no longer exists, graduated from Central High School. I spent 10 years away in college, law school, and the Army, but since then I've been practicing law in Memphis. And particularly over the last 30 years or so, I've really focused my practice on probate and estate planning matters and helping people guide them through that process so that they get the results that they desire for their loved ones.
You do an excellent job. You've saved a lot of people a lot of heartache and created ease in getting through the probate process or the trust process, which we'll talk about a little later. But as a mortgage loan officer for over 30 years, I've seen families trying to plan for the future for their loved ones. And each family has a little different plan for making life good for themselves. And one of my favorite stories, oh my goodness, this lady, it was one where I had a 92-year-old lady call me up on the phone. And she had been referred to me after her husband passed away. She and her husband had refinanced their home down to a 15-year loan a few years before he died because her husband was determined to get that house paid off as soon as possible. Well, after his death, my feisty client informed me that she still had a lot of living to do, and she wanted to enjoy the rest of her life spending time with her grandchildren or great-grandchildren at their cabin by the water. Well, the high 15-year note was cramping her style. And after I met this lady in person, I assure you she did have style. She went on to remind me she was 92 years old and never planned to pay the house off. I'm not going to worry about getting this house paid off before I die. I'm going to enjoy life. Let the kids worry about the house after I'm gone. She said she wanted a 30-year loan with a really, really low payment. She said, you don't have a problem giving a 92-year-old woman a 30-year loan, do you? Well, I assured her I was more than fine with giving her a 30-year mortgage. We both laughed, and she got her 30-year low payment and went off to have some fun at the cabin with the people that she loved. So a different mindset from her from what her husband had. Another story of some Hall of Fame clients. I call this one debt-free as a retiree. Now, these people are sort of like the 92-year-old lady's husband. Their goal was to get the house paid off before they retired so they could enjoy retirement without a mortgage. Hey, they're going to have some fun, too. If they don't have a mortgage payment, they're going to have money freed up. Another one, here's what I call my house pays me to live here now. And I call this lady Opal Osborne. Of course, none of these are really their real names. But with her story, her husband had passed away. She had been married for 50 years. And she didn't have much money left after her husband's death. But she owned her home. And it was worth about, you know, somewhere in like $275,000 or so. And it was free and clear. She didn't have a mortgage on it. Her son called me after listening to this radio show, Real Estate Mortgage Shop, And he told me his mother wanted desperately to continue living in her home, but needed money to make some repairs. And after her husband had passed away, she had lost some of the income that had, she had been enjoying. So she was going to be forced to move unless we could come up with a solution. Well, after checking a few things, and we were able to get Ms. Osborne approved for a reverse mortgage where she could get part of the money up front to make those repairs to make the house safe for her.
Right.
And the rest of it, she got on a monthly income from the reverse mortgage company. Wow.
And leave that for the kids to deal with.
There you go. Hey, I don't have a problem with that. You know, I don't have a problem with that at all. But that was the way, it was a godsend for Ms. Osborne to be able to do that.
A reverse mortgage is a very good option in certain circumstances.
It doesn't work for everybody, but right. For this lady, it definitely was a godsend. Here's another one. Buy now, invest in a future for a better life. Okay, some of my clients are renting. They're buying their first home now with a payment that is the same or less than what they were paying in rent. What a deal. This has been happening numerous times, and it gives people a chance to start early in life investing in real estate, that the plan is the real estate's going to go up over time, and their fixed principal and interest will not go up.
And as I've heard you say on a number of occasions, you're paying somebody's mortgage. It's either your landlord's or your own.
That's the truth. All right. So adding income producing properties to create growing wealth and a positive income. These are people who are buying rental property as they can. That's another group that's their future retirement in their mind. So I have a story about a lady named, I call her Tiana Triskin. It's not her real name. But she bought a house through a probate sale with a smaller price than what she would have paid buying somewhere else and a smaller house payment. And customers selling or renting their current home and downsizing to make a life a little simpler was her story. She bought this house, and I'll tell her story a little later in the show. She ran into some problems with it because there were repairs that the mortgage company wanted done before closing. But we'll talk about that. But she bought a home out of probate so that she could downsize and be able to have a payment that was manageable. There's so many stories, Preston, but we've got a couple of minutes before we go to break. And you are a wealth of wisdom when it comes to the topic of wills and probate. Please take a minute. Tell us, what is probate? Why do we need probate? How do we avoid probate?
Thank you, Joe. Probate is a legal process by which someone's property, someone who has departed this life, their property is transferred to beneficiaries. And they're in an array of potential beneficiaries. If someone does not have a will, the state of Tennessee has written a will for that person, and the property is going to go to the individual's nearest relatives, spouse, children. If there are no spouse and children, then perhaps parents, aunts and uncles, nieces and nephews.
Right.
The probate process, if someone does have a will, transfers the property to, according to the terms of the will, to whoever is named in that will. And that can be anyone. It could be spouse or children. In most cases, that's who it is. It could also be a charity for older couples. If the children are up and out and have their own homes, then maybe the grandchildren or some of the grandchildren get the house.
Right.
But probate is the process for transferring both real estate and personal property, bank accounts, stocks and bonds, business interests and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. to the beneficiaries, whoever they might be. And in the absence of going through probate, whatever property that individual owns at the time of his or her death is sort of in limbo. And so it's important to work through that process. It's also important to have a plan, to talk with an estate planning lawyer who can guide someone through various options and to have a plan.
All right. So what is probate? And and you've answered that. Why do I need it? So that things get transferred to the people that I want it to be transferred to, and later in the show, we may talk about how to avoid probate, like in creating a living trust or something like that, so you can avoid the cost of the probate, and yet you can still have things transfer the way you desire them to be transferred. And you're the expert on that, Preston. We're going to be talking more with Preston Wilson. You call yourself a PBAP lawyer. What does that stand for?
Probate, estate planning, business, bankruptcy, and asset protection.
Man, you do it all. Well, how do we contact you, Preston Wilson?
You can find me at PrestonWilsonLaw.com.
All right. Well, we're talking about your family's will and probate, how it affects your mortgage and your real estate. I'm Joe Garner. I'm your host. Connect with me at jogarner.com. I'm a mortgage loan officer. I help people make the mortgage process easy for your home purchase or a refinance. And I'd love to be on your journey, whether you're here in the Mid-South or wherever you are in the country. When we come back, we're going to be hearing from another friend that's been on Real Estate Mortgage Shop before, Tim Fleschner, who is now the managing partner of Home Helpers. And we'll hang on, stay tuned. We got more for you. We'll see you guys back in just a moment.
600 WREC and 92.1 FM.
Real Estate Mortgage Shop provides general information, not an offer to lend. Joe Garner, Talk Shop, Real Estate Mortgage Shop does not endorse 100% of the information covered on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Consult with your certified advisors before acting on any information given on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Joe Garner is a licensed mortgage loan officer, NMLS 757308, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Hi, I'm Kelly Inman of Next Day Access from Memphis, Tennessee, and you are listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. And now back to your host, Joe Garner.
You're back on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I'm Joe Garner, your host, and that was The Circle of Life by Elton John. Love that song. Goes right along with our topic today, your family's will and probate, how it affects your mortgage and your real estate. I'm in the mortgage business, as everybody knows. Connect with me at jogarner.com. In the house, we have Preston Wilson of Preston Wilson Law Firm. He is a probate expert and trust and all of that estate planning stuff. And if you need to talk about that, and I would encourage you to do it now, contact Preston Wilson. And Preston, how do we contact you?
You can find me at PrestonWilsonLaw.com. And just to be fair to my partners, my law firm is Wampler, Carroll, Wilson, and Sanderson. We've got some other fine lawyers in that office as well.
Awesome. I'm glad you did that. We're going to do something that we like to do every now and then. It is the Talk Shop Business Tip for Real Estate Pros. And Talk Shop is one of our major sponsors. Talk Shop is a marketing company, a networking group that offers free education and networking to anyone interested in business, real estate. They equip, they engage, and they help businesses. They empower them with marketing and networking. For more about Talk Shop and how you can plug in, go to talkshoppe.com, talkshop.com. For our Talk Shop business tip today, we have Tim Fleschner, who is a sponsor and helps make all this free stuff available to our business community. And Tim Fleschner is a managing partner of Mid-South Home Helpers, offering non-medical assistance in the home. And I know people who work as caregivers with Home Helpers. I have heard great things about your caregivers, Tim Fleschner, and also the people that you serve. Tim Fleschner with Home Helpers, what is our Talk Shop business tip today?
Yeah, well, we appreciate it. I do want to make reference to our caregivers. Without our caregivers, we can't provide the care that we do to our clients. But what I'm hearing between you and Wilson as you talk at later stages of life is being prepared. So as being in this industry, we create an environment where individuals can remain independent in their home, wherever they may call home. And so, but it's about creating a plan for that.
Right.
So with probate and everything that you guys are talking about in this session, it's the same thing. With if you want to have plans, like your client that you talked about wanting to stay with her children, her grandchildren, and have fun, or the other ones that, you know, are wanting to, you know, enjoy other things of life.
Right.
It's all about planning. So, right. Whether it's your personal life or your professional life, you know, it's you have to create a plan for yourself and then stick to that plan. So have others around you that will help you kind of make sure that you're going aligned in that plan and be prepared. Because life happens.
Well, I know for you guys, the biggest, the best stories I've heard are people who want to care for their loved one that needs non-medical assistance in the home, but that caregiver has to go to work every day, or that person needs has other obligations. So you guys can come in and help run errands and do light meals and just take that load off of that caregiver so that they can continue their life as well.
Yeah, we do everything from companionship all the way to, you know, helping with personal care, whether it be assisting in showers or doing, like you said, light housekeeping, running errands, transportation. But a lot of times just elderly want individuals just to have companionship, just to have that quality of life.
How do we contact you, Tim Fleischer?
So the best, you can check out our website, MidSouthHomeHelpers.com, or call us at 901-414-9696.
All right. Well, Tim, I know you got to run, and we appreciate you joining us today on Real Estate Mortgage Shop and hope to have you back real soon.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Joe.
You take care. We're going to pivot over to our lawyer expert, Preston Wilson of Preston Wilson Law Firm. When we left off the first break, you were talking about what is probate, why do you need probate, and how can you avoid the cost of probate? But let's drill in. You were talking before the show got started. You were giving us some examples of why probate, having a probate plan, as Tim Fleischer was mentioning the importance of the plan, why it's important. And you had some examples.
I was just going to say, listening to Tim talk about planning, that's the most important part of estate planning is having a plan. Frankly, one of the hardest things for me is to get people in the office for the first time. But at the same time, universally, once the plan is in place, there's a great deal of sense of accomplishment and satisfaction in having that done and satisfaction in having the plan in place and relief. So one of the things I thought we might want to talk about, we start out with whatever the family owns, and since this is a real estate show, we want to talk about real estate.
Sure.
And one of the first things to understand is the title, and that's a very important facet of planning, is understanding different types of titles so that we know how we can deal with that. Just very quickly, if an individual owns a piece of real estate, if Joe Garner owns a piece of real estate all by in her own name, we lawyers call that fee simple.
Right.
And so she can do with it whatever she wants. Property can also be owned by multiple owners. One form is called tenants in common, where we've got several people who own equal shares. Maybe each person owns a half interest or a quarter interest in the property.
Right.
Another is joint title with right of survivorship. And that's a form of ownership where if we've got several owners, whoever the last living owner is will obtain title to that property, and there's no interest left for the previous co-owners.
Right. Like if you had a brother and sister that owned it with right or survivorship, if the brother passed away, the sister would now own 100%.
Exactly.
Right.
And then there's a specific or a special form of joint title called tenants by the entireties, which is for married people.
Right.
And that's the right of survivorship is a very important characteristic. And particularly with tenants by the entireties, it's a very good asset protection form of ownership, because if something happens, if mom is driving carpool one day and she hits a rough spot and hits a school bus and there are a bunch of children injured and then there's a judgment against her, those creditors, the most they can do is put a lien against the house, but they can't take the house away from the couple.
Right.
And so that's a very beneficial form of ownership. So that's a specific form of joint title for married people.
You know, when you were at BNI, we're in Business Network International together, you were giving some examples of why it's important to get a probate plan. For instance, if you had a blended family, and you had somebody who they bought the house originally with husband number one, but now they've remarried, they have they own the house themselves now, but now they have stepchildren living in the home. What happens? I mean, why is it so important that we have probate if that person passed away? Because I think you said it would go back to the original husband unless she, or the original kids, or how did that work?
Well, let's talk back. If we've got, if there's either husband and wife or family members who own property as joint with right of survivorship, then a will and probate will not control who gets that property.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important to understand that. But what you were alluding to is let's take a hypothetical of Bill and Mary Sample.
Right.
And it's a second marriage. They've been married for 25 years, but each of them had a child when they – minutes. when they came into the marriage. And so Mary's child was Adam, or is Adam, and Bill's child is Beverly. And so if Bill and Mary own their house at 123 Walnut Street as tenants by the entireties, and then Bill departs this life, well, the house is Mary's house,
right,
in her sole name. And so if Mary dies without a will, then her child, who is Adam, will get the house.
Right.
Now, if we had, if this was not a blended family, and we had, and Adam and Beverly were Bill and Mary's children, and Mary died without a will, then Adam and Beverly would get the house as tenants in common. Each would own a half interest,
right,
in the house.
Right.
Let's say now, if Adam's gone away, he's a financial advisor over in Atlanta, and Beverly's still here. And as Mary gets older, she needs some help, and Tim Flessner is helping out. But Beverly moves in, and she cares for Mom. Then Mom might give the house to Beverly through her will.
Will.
That's right.
Right.
And feels like Beverly deserves to receive the house, so that could happen. If Beverly was not living there, mom was in pretty good shape, then she could give the house to anybody she wanted to. She could,
right,
give it to Adam and Beverly together, maybe their grandchildren, and she might give it
but
to them.
But if Beverly, let's say, for instance, Beverly was a stepchild to Mary, and Beverly had been taking care of Mary and doing all the stuff to help her, but Mary dies without a will.
The house goes to Adam.
Adam, regardless of the fact that Beverly has spent all this time taking care of Mary, because Mary died without a will, the state of Tennessee, or state that you're in, automatically gives it to the next biological family member, is what I'm understanding.
That's correct. And as I say, there's no sweat equity for stepchildren.
Right.
And so with blended families, it's very important for there to be a plan in place, a will or a living trust. And if we've got a few minutes, we can talk about that as
sure. well. Sure.
Well,
now, Preston, you can help with this. This is why we're on the radio today talking about wills and probate, because you want to make sure that your family members, your loved ones, whether they're stepchildren or biological children or somebody else, like you said, a charity, that the real estate, the assets go to where you intend for them to go, the right place where they need to go. So you need a will or a living trust to do that. And Preston Wilson, a Preston Wilson Law Firm, how do we contact you?
You can find me at PrestonWilsonLaw.com, or you can call our firm at 901-523-1844.
All right. Well, I'm Joe Garner. I'm your host. I'm a mortgage loan originator. I'd love to help you on your home purchase, your refinance, and make the mortgage process easy. Connect with me at JoGarner.com, 901-482-0354. And we're going to talk more about wills and probates and how it affects your mortgage and your real estate when we come back. See you guys back in just a moment.
I'm Troy McDonald.
And I'm Lynn McDonald.
With the Aaron McDonald Insurance Agency.
From Memphis, Tennessee. And you're listening to The Real Estate Mortgage Shop. And now back to your host, Joe Garner.
If you get there before I do, Colin, I can't think of his last name, but what a great song for our topic. Your family's will and probate, how it affects your mortgage and your real estate. I'm Joe Garner, your host. I'm a mortgage loan originator. Connect with me at jogarner.com. What do you want to accomplish with your mortgage? A home purchase mortgage, cash out, refinance. Maybe you want to get some of those credit cards, high interest rate credit cards, paid off into one fixed rate mortgage. I can help you with that. Connect with me. You can call, text 901-482-0354, jogarner.com. In the house, we have Preston Wilson. He is a probate and attorney. He's a lot of things. He does a lot of things with trust and estate planning. How do we best contact you, Preston?
People can find me at PrestonWilsonLaw.com, or they can call our law firm, Wampler, Carroll, Wilson & Sanderson, at 901-523-1844.
Excellent. Okay, so back to the topic. I had mentioned earlier some scenarios of clients that I've had, mortgage clients that I had, and one of them, I call her Tiana Triskin, not her real name, but she owned her own business that she and her husband had spent the last few years building. They sold custom items to home builders, and the recent, well, actually, it was recent then. It's probably around 2009 or 2008, the real estate market crashed, and it caused them to lose their nest egg of savings. And just as their business had started coming back, Tiana's husband fell ill and passed away suddenly. Okay, without her husband's help and without the extra income, Tiana felt she needed to downsize to a smaller home so that she could better manage the money situation. She still wanted a quality home and in a general area where she and her husband had lived, but she couldn't afford it. She ended up finding a house that was being sold through probate. And that house had some repair issues, and the kids didn't want to do the repairs. They didn't want to pay for the repairs and when they sold the house. But the mortgage company told Tiana, you have to do those repairs before closing because they were major repairs. Well, they were major being a roof or something like that. Well, what ended up happening, Tiana thought the whole deal was going to die. But for her, she made a deal with the kids and that she would offer about the repair cost was like $3,000. She offered them $3,000 more for the house, and the house was already a little bit below market, and said, hey, look, once I'm fully approved, will you do these $3,000 worth of repairs? Once I'm fully approved, and I'll pay you that much more for the house. The kids thought about it, and they luckily were agreeable, because they're not always agreeable when it comes to probate. But that was the way that Tiana was able to buy a house through probate. Another story that
And through the help of a very good mortgage loan officer.
Oh, well, thank you, Preston. Bless your heart. Another story was very, you and I worked on this one. It was a client that the parent had passed away, and there were two siblings that got, that the house went to them. But one sibling was actually living in the house. The other one was not, and the other one wanted her money. She wanted her money. But so what we ended up doing was we financed that house so that we could give the other sibling her cut of the value on the home. So we locked in the interest rate. We were going great guns. We went to the title company, and the title company said, hold up. This estate has not been probated. And so we immediately called you, and without sharing any details about the client, kind of tell us what we had to do to get that title clear.
Well, one of the features of probate is it's an opportunity for creditors of the decedent to file claims against the estate. And in Tennessee, once the probate is opened, notice of that is published in a local paper, and creditors have 4 months in order to file claims against the estate. Mm-hmm. And the title company was concerned that without a probate and this bar date for filing claims, they wouldn't know what creditors may or may not be out there.
Right.
So they insisted on that, and the family was a little grumpy about it. But in order to make the deal work, that was one of the requirements. And so we got that probate open, got the notice of the estate published. And after the deadline for claims passed without any claims, then the title company said, okay, you can go ahead and close on the sale.
Right. You made it happen. And luckily rates had not moved up very much. So we were able to extend that out and get them closed. But an important thing is if you have someone pass away in your family and you now have property, whether it's real estate or other, you need to make sure that if it's not in a trust, that it gets the probate gets opened and gets processed so that you can then move on with what you're going to do with those assets.
Yes, sometimes the legal process seems like it's slow and sluggish, and sometimes it is. But the best thing to do is get it started and get the clock running so that in the instant you're talking about, we got past that deadline without any no harm done.
Now, I have real estate investors who do planning in overdrive. They really plan everything. And they try to avoid probate altogether, Preston, by putting everything into a living trust And you handle that too, right?
That's correct. A living trust is a vehicle which allows someone to control his property or her property while alive and then pass it along to whoever the owner wants it to go to. Again, it could be, it's frequently children, sometimes grandchildren, sometimes a charity, a surviving spouse, certainly. So it's a very flexible tool, and it does allow people to avoid probate. And frankly,
and the cost of probate.
Frankly, in Shelby County, probate is not terrible. I think other states, it's much more onerous, but it's not terrible. But one thing that is a feature of probate is it's a public record.
Uh-huh.
We used to have to go down to the courthouse and pull the file. Now you can just log in online and see what's going on in the case. But with a living trust, it's all private, and it doesn't have to be approved by a judge. The terms of the trust define what happens at different times and under different circumstances, and it all moves along seamlessly.
Another example I have of clients in my in our own experience in my family is having the real estate in the trust. When that family member that owns that property gets incapacitated and they can't sign anything, they can't transfer anything, we had the property in the living trust so that so that we could buy and sell real estate and do what we needed to do without the family member who's completely incapacitated having to show up to closing to sign anything. And then when that person passed away, it was easy to also continue doing business in the real estate, dealing with real estate, because it was in a trust. We didn't have to depend on the original owner to come and sign and be there.
What we do with living trust is we have successor trustees named ahead of time. So if Joe Garner sets up a living trust, Joe Garner is the trust maker who creates the trust. She's her own trustee and she is her own beneficiary. Now, if Joe becomes disabled, so she's not able to manage her affairs, Joe has named a disability trustee or maybe two to manage those the assets during that disability, so we don't have to create a conservatorship, which is another probate proceeding, which is a rather cumbersome and expensive, process. And then whenever Joe departs this life, then there are successor trustees who you have appointed to manage the property in the trust and to disperse it to those that you want to receive the assets of the trust.
Well, let's talk about that, because earlier in the show, we were talking about how things are transferred through the probate process. And I think you wanted to mention something about minor children.
Yes, it's very important. Whatever plan, whether it's a will-based or a trust-based plan, that minor children not inherit property outright. If they do, it's got to go through a guardianship, which is another probate court process.
Another expense.
Correct. And some red tape attached to it as well. It's much better for minor children to have receive property through a trust. And again, the trust maker names the trustee, establishes the terms by which the property is managed and distributed to the children, and what happens at what age those children actually get the property in their own name.
Right.
The age of majority in Tennessee is 18. There's still a lot of growing up that happens between 18 and 25 and 30 years old. So most people like to defer that distribution for a few years after that.
Well, so the key point is a living trust is probably your best bet. If you've got a person who is may become incapacitated, or maybe there's minor children involved. Also, if you have a lot of property and you're trying to avoid some extra cost, you need to talk to Preston Wilson. And Preston, how do we contact you?
People can find me at my website, PrestonWilsonLaw.com, or they can call our firm, Wampler, Carroll, Wilson & Sanderson, at 901-523-1844.
All right. And if you want to talk about the mortgage side, I'm Joe Garner. I'm a mortgage loan officer. I primarily work in the Mid-South, Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, but I also can help you anywhere in the country. Connect with me at jogarner.com. When we come back, we're going to continue talking about your family's will and probate, how it affects your mortgage and your real estate. We'll see you guys back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Janelle Holloway with Eagle Hollow Enterprises. You're listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Now back to your host, Joe Garner.
Forever Young by Rod Stewart. Love that song. We're talking today on Real Estate Mortgage Shop about your family's will and probate, how it affects your mortgage and your real estate. I'm Joe Garner. I'm your host. I'm a mortgage loan originator, loan officer. Would love to be on your mortgage journey, whatever you want to accomplish with your mortgage. If it's buying a home or buying a rental home, a vacation home, maybe you're refinancing and combining a bunch of debt into one single digit fixed rate mortgage. A lot of people doing that. I can help you. Connect with me at jogarner.com or 901-482-0354. In the house, we have Preston Wilson of Preston Wilson Law Firm, and he can help you with your probate planning, your estate planning, creating a living trust, anything you want to do to make the journey smooth for those that you love. And Preston, how do we contact you?
People can find me at my website, PrestonWilsonLaw.com, or call our firm at 901-523-1844.
All right, we're going to do something we like to do every week. Real estate tip of the week. I believe you have it. POAs, we were talking about power of attorney.
Correct.
So I'm jumping in because I really want you to share with my clients that have been calling me. They have, they're trying to take care of the mortgage, and their mom or dad has passed away who was a borrower, and now the mortgage company won't talk to them.
Right. Estate planning is more than just a will or a trust. There are a number of, again, we talked about title at the beginning of the show, and there are a number of other assets that need to be managed as part of the plan. But as far as real estate is concerned, yes, a power of attorney allows the owner to designate someone to handle his or her affairs if the owner is not able to do so, including talking to the mortgage company.
If they're still alive, yes.
Correct. Mm-hmm. The mortgage company can't just pass out information to someone over the phone who's not their borrower.
Right.
So a power of attorney would allow that while they're alive. Now, after someone has passed away, if the property was owned by the individual and the family wants to talk to the mortgage company, they're going to have to open a probate and get either letters testamentary if there's a will or letters of administration if there's not a will from the probate court. And that designates someone as the duly appointed legal representative of the estate who can handle the affairs, and the mortgage company will then talk to that individual.
If it's a trust and that person is listed as the trustee, can they send a copy to the mortgage company of that?
Yes. They can provide the mortgage company with the entire trust, or we sometimes provide what's called a certificate of trust, which is a much smaller document, and shows who the original trustee was and the successor trustees, either disability or death trustees after someone has passed
away. What about executor of a will?
The executor of the will is going to have to file that will and get letters testamentary from the probate court.
Good to know from Preston Wilson, Preston Wilson Law Firm. I have a tip, and what can you do today to ensure that your loved ones inherit your properties and your wealth? I knew a real estate investor who was trying hard to protect his wealth, and he's just one example of planning. Now, this real estate investor had a living trust. He also put a lot of his properties, Preston, into an LLC, and he actually had it managed by a living trust. So he created a privacy. You mentioned earlier that the trust is private. You can't actually see all the time who's controlling everything. But he had it managed by a living trust to create privacy. And then he had his everything put in a trust so that if something happened to him, he knew exactly where it was going to go. And he had so much property, he didn't want all the expense of probate. So he did it through a living trust. And you can help people like that.
I can indeed, yes.
All right. So we're going to move on. We want to thank our sponsors of Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Talk Shop equips with education. They engage by offering connection opportunities between business people, and they empower businesses in a supportive community. Talk Shop meets in person every Wednesday, 9 o'clock Central, at Concord Career College, 5100 Poplar Avenue, first floor. That's the Clark Tower in Memphis, Tennessee. You can also join the Talk Shop meeting via Zoom. Go to talkshop.com. That's talk, S-H-O-P-P-E.com. Click the events tab and you can see where to jump into the Zoom meeting and connect with everybody. This coming Wednesday, March the 20th, I don't know that that date is correct. I think it's March the 27th.
Correct. I think you're right.
2024. Yes, it does. March 27th, Wednesday, 9 a.m., Roundup Referral Rally for business people. And it is a fun game that creates people giving referrals back and forth to each other. Talk Shop events are free thanks to sponsors like Ben Hunter and Manny Corliss of Independent Planning Group. Ben Hunter and Manny Corliss believe in doing whatever they can to help and encourage business people in the Talk Shop community. Thank you, Ben Hunter and Manny Corliss of Independent Planning Group. Thank you again to Kelly Inman of Next Day Access. They can go out and modify your home with wheelchair ramps, grab bars, stair lifts, whatever you need to help your loved ones stay safely and comfortably in their home. And we talked to Tim Fleshner earlier in the show with Home Helpers, non-medical assistants in the home. A lot of things you can do to make life easy. We want to encourage you to subscribe to get Real Estate Mortgage Shop podcast, show notes, pictures. You can do that, get that weekly by going to jogarner.com and subscribing. And Real Estate Mortgage Shop reminds you to make your plan. Let's work your plan. If the deal works for you today, let's do it today. I've got a quick quote from the quote corner, Preston. This one's from Pinterest. I love it. Where there is a will, there will be 500 relatives.
And if it's a well-drawn will, they will not be fighting amongst each other.
I love it. Yeah. But you have offered a lot of good information. Is there anything else you want to offer before we have to leave today?
Just to repeat that things don't become urgent until they become urgent. Uh-huh. Preparing an estate plan is something that's easy to put off, and it's a little hard to get started. But again, once people start, they become engaged, they enjoy the process, and they're very find a great deal of satisfaction when the plan is in place, and it's a great service to your family and your loved ones.
Yeah, plan it, and plan to build wealth in your home, in your home, owning homes. Maybe it's your primary residence. Maybe it's owning real estate for rentals. I can help you there on the mortgage side. I'm Joe Garner. Of course, you heard me for years on here, and I love being on your mortgage journey. Connect with me at jogarner.com. And hey, if you want to do a cash out refinance, you want to talk about maybe making some modifications to the home to bring mom or dad in to live with you, we can talk about that too. But we've loved hanging out with you guys on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. We've been talking about your family's will and probate, how it affects your mortgage and your real estate. You'll find this podcast and more. You can go to jogarner.com and click on the Power Podcast and blog post. Love to hear from you. Connect with me this week, today, 901-482-0354, jogarner.com. Preston Wilson, real quick, how do we contact you?
PrestonWilsonLaw.com. or at 523-1844.
We'll see you guys back next Saturday.